In 1976, the community of Stevens Point welcomed a Polish cardinal to their city.
This is my distinct privilege, pleasure, and honor to introduce to you His Eminence Karol Cardinal Wojtyla.
The visit of the future Pope John Paul II shone a spotlight on the rich Polish heritage of the Stevens Point area, a heritage that began in the 1800s with the arrival of Michael and Francis Kawakowski and their nine children.
Well, Michael Kawakowski was a member of the minor nobility in Poland. He will come to the United States in 1857. He will be the first Polish settler in Stevens Point.
He spoke German well, so he could settle with the Germans and feel quite at home. He wrote letters home and convinced a number of his Polish neighbors to move to central Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, everything from one end to the other, is like little Poland in the seasons, in the topography, and everything about it. What they left behind, they found in Wisconsin.
The opportunity to own land and to find jobs began a steady migration of families from what is now northwest Poland, with a large majority of people coming from the Kashubian region. Many Polish tradesmen found work in Stevens Point and settled on the north side. The city would eventually become home to the largest per capita population of Polish Americans in the country. At the turn of the 20th century, more than one-third of Portage County would be of Polish descent, creating the largest rural Polish population in the state. Most of the farmers that came weren't able to buy land back home and had to work for the local landowners. But in the Stevens Point area, they could pursue their dream of buying a farm of their own, even if it wasn't on the best land.
When the Poles came here, the Yankees, or even the Germans and Irish, had already purchased or got the best land.
The land was full of boulders and forested.
To be able to make it productive was a challenge. The whole family would work. They were all out in the fields.
When they came over here, they started with potatoes. Winter wheat was grown a lot. You had large, large vegetable gardens that they sold on the public square.
The market square was a place not only to gather and sell produce, but a social life. So the square was a very important part of life for the Polish people.
They come here for new opportunities. And at the same time, they want to maintain their heritage. They want to maintain their culture. And so they congregate around the only institution which they trust, the Roman Catholic Church.
With the church at the heart of their heritage and culture, Polish communities devoted their time, labor, and resources to constructing their own houses of worship. In 1871, Father Joseph Dombrowski moved his parish in Ellis away from the rowdy saloons there to a new site he called Polonia. Eventually taking the name Sacred Heart, it would grow to become the largest rural Catholic parish in Wisconsin.
Father Dombrowski also was very much involved in education. He got the Felician sisters to come over here, newly found order in Poland, in Krakow, and brought five nuns over here to teach the Polish children.
These are the sisters that taught the schools. They were very disciplined, very thorough in their teaching. If you went to a Polish school, you got an education.
In Stevens Point, a new order of Polish sisters began training nuns to teach in Catholic schools. The Sisters of St. Joseph of the Third Order of St. Francis would go on to serve throughout the country. The religious devotion of Polish farm families is also seen in the many shrines constructed throughout the countryside.
The roadside shrines is part of the Polish culture in Poland that was brought to the United States.
It was a way of connecting with their spiritual soul because the church was perhaps miles away they could not attend.
Craftsmanship and devotion is evident throughout the churches of the community. After a devastating fire destroyed St. Peter's Church, congregants came together to raise funds and rebuild. Local wood manufacturer John Buchholz donated supplies and tools for his workers to create an impressive high altar.
My pa helped build the altars. Lullaby let them use all the tools. They spent many hours there. And when I went to work in Milwaukee, and I said I lived in Stevens Point, the people that were talking to me said, "Oh, have you ever been in that beautiful cathedral on Highway 51? It was very beautiful."
Polish heritage is also conveyed through music. And in Stevens Point, that means polka.
Polka was big. It's always big. It's always going to be big. Everybody polka'd.
I met my husband at a polka dance. Everybody I know, they met their spouses at a polka dance.
When they play the polka from Stevens Point, how we laugh.
It's amazing to me that the polkas are still so popular. And some of the same old ones we played years ago are still being played.
It was just fun to watch them dance. The daddies and mamas with the little kids dancing, and the kids would be flying around sometime. And you know that those kids were going to be dancing to the polka forever.
I'm Polish and proud. I love our tradition. I hope it never dies.